The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do will it. Be made clean." And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. The report about him spread all the more, and great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments. But he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. The Gospel of the Lord. Students, after our Lord Jesus Christ, who was the person who prayed most perfectly? Who do you think, Susanna? Our Blessed Mother Mary, right? And when do we see in Scripture her making her intention known? It only happens one time where she reveals her heart's desire, Laura. At the wedding feast of Cana. And what does she desire at that time? She wants Jesus to work a miracle, to make the water into wine. And she goes, and how does she present her intention? What do we see? How is the way that Mary prays? Do you remember the response when she says to her son, "Son, they have no more wine." And he says, "Woman, what is this to me?" What does Our Lady say to the waiters? What does she tell them to do, Maria? She says, "Do whatever he tells you." So Jesus knows his mom's desire, right? He wants her to work a miracle. That's why he says, "Woman, what are you asking of me?" And Our Lady says to the waiters, "Do whatever he tells you. Even though that is my heart's desire, I want whatever my son wants." How is the perfect way to pray? When we present our intention to God, we say, "Lord, but whatever is best, let that be done." What does this man full of leprosy, what does he say to Jesus? He says, "If you will it, may I be made clean." He has leprosy and he says, "If it's better that I keep this leprosy, your will be done. Whatever God desires, I know that's what's best for me." Students, when the sisters, when they made their vows, what were the three vows that they made? Can you name them? Oh, no, there's never anybody in the center. Oh, we have a little girl here in the front pointing to the choir. Okay. Alfonso. Oh, hope. Now, hope is one of the three theological virtues. But what are the vows that the sisters make? Mark? Poverty, chastity, and obedience. Which one of those three vows did Our Lady make when she was just a little girl? Mary made one of those vows, we believe, by faith. Ethan? Oh, she was always obedient to God, but she did not make the vow of obedience. Bob. Chastity. When she was just a little girl, she said, "Lord, I'm going to give my chastity to you. I'm going to remain a virgin always." And so when Joseph came and asked for Our Lady's hand in marriage, what did that mean for Joseph? Our Lady would have said, "Joseph, I've made a vow to God that I'm going to remain a virgin always. So if you want to be my spouse, it means that you must make that same vow. That even though we're married, we will live in total chastity." So for Joseph to become her spouse, he would have had to surrender the possibility of having children. okay, Lord, I'm totally in love with her, and if she's going to be mine, I have to live in perfect chastity. I will give up the possibility of having children. And what did God grant after he surrendered the possibility of having kids? He gave him a son after he had made that surrender. But something further, a little later on, when he discovers Our Lady is pregnant with child, what's he going to do but walk away quietly? Because he realized, oh my gosh, this woman is so incredible. God is doing something extraordinary in her life, and I don't want to interfere with that. So he says to God, I am going to even sacrifice her so that your will can be done in her life. And what happens only after Joseph surrenders? God sends an angel and says, she is to be your wife. Students, so often, it's only after we surrender that our heart's desires are granted. May we ask for the grace not only to pray that way, your will always be done, but that we live our lives that way, totally surrendered to God's will.